FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Second Amendment Radio. It's FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. And you can't possibly be upset with Johnny Cash.
No.
That's a great start.
Prior to going on air, he was going through some stuff and he was like, "Have you heard of this band?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Oh, let's go with the Time Capsule, man." And then I heard Johnny come on. I'm like, "Johnny's fine."
There you go. Producer Chad Ellis, of course, in the studio with us as well. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. We bring this fine program to you every Saturday afternoon here on 97.1. But you can also follow us on Facebook, Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, Southern Armory Facebook page. And, of course, I'm on Twitter at TonyColombo971. Something is making noise. Is that a song? What do you got going on?
That might have been.
That's your air traffic control going off? What is that?
Yeah, it was. That was my bad. I didn't realize I didn't hit the button.
Like, what is that?
That's your police scanner?
That's my police scanner.
That's all right.
Live radio, people.
We have got, not really, but whatever. We've got a great show for you. Alex Salzman, from the Missouri Firearms Coalition is going to be talking with us in the next segment. Always great to talk to Alex, full of great information. She is on the front lines in Jeff City every week, fighting for your gun rights and Second Amendment rights and all that good stuff. And it's always good to talk to Alex and get an idea of where we're at in the Missouri legislature and what
it's gonna be a great
organization's working on.
I've got good feelings.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Right now, we need to talk about Southern Armory. What's happening at the shop?
Southern Armory. Well, you know, we've got the most popular firearms in industry at the store. So, you know, people are getting those tax returns and they're coming in and they're going, "You know, I need a gun for this, that, the other thing." And we go, "Oh, this is what we have." And then some people come in and they've already done a little research and they kind of want to get like more of a niche firearm that maybe is not super, super popular. So we've been ordering those in for people. Suppressors are on sale, 10% off, whether it's in stock or it's ordered.
That's awesome.
So if you want to shoot quietly, you should come in and see us. Classes. They're foreman. We now is kind of the time to set your summer schedule. So if you know you want to get into an advanced class, now would be the time to go ahead and kind of look forward of what we've got going on. So you can get into classes in April and May and June. July gets a little cattywampus because the wife and I go out of town for a little while, and then it's kind of hot. So, you know, you need to kind of figure out what you're going to do. If you want to get this training done.
And maybe you're like my wife and you are saying to yourself, this is the year that I'm going to get my CCW.
And we've seen a lot of people that have kind of said, you know, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on here in St. Louis between the carjackings and just the random parking lot encounters. You know, it's wild and crazy out there, and I've never seen St. Louis quite like this before. And I don't know how we can curve that. And that's been actually a conversation Chad and I have been having off the air, is how do we kind of curve some of this? And the only thing I can tell you is education. Educate yourself on what you could do to protect yourself, whether it's pepper spray or taser or stun gun. Remember, tasers and stun guns are different. We've talked about that on previous shows. Or carrying a firearm. Especially with summer coming up. You know, like we go out to Florida every year and we drive through some areas that, you know, we don't know what the police response is going to be. You know, is it 10 minutes? Is it 30 minutes? Is it an hour? You know, we don't know. So I've kind of instituted a saying, be your own first responder. And I actually had a customer send me a message on Facebook and he goes, "That really drove home a great point when we were talking about the city of Castlewood, Colorado, and Gonzales." And we were talking about that case where the police are not obligated to protect you and enforce restraining orders, and her kids and stuff got killed by her estranged husband. And so, you know, yeah, you need to be your own first responder. So you need to have a firearm. You need to have some basic medical training, et cetera. And I've got a great interview going to come up here in the next few weeks. It's actually the medical control doctor, the guy who's over your fire and EMS. How do I say this? He sets the protocols for what our first responders do in the event of emergency.
Oh, okay.
And so I happen to know the liaison from SSM to the fire departments, and I'd mentioned to her that, you know, we do this Second Amendment radio show, and, you know, she already knew that the gun shop thing was going on, but she had no idea about this. And I was like, yeah, you should come on. And she goes, yeah, I'll come on. And I was like, and if you want to bring the doc, you can bring the doc too.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a show, and we're going to talk about treating puncture wounds, right? And
I love it.
Puncture wounds, you know, everybody thinks, you know, oh, gunshot. But the treatment for a gunshot, a stabbing, your kid falling on, you know, like my daughter's brushing her teeth now. You know, she's at that 18-month, and she's been brushing for a little while, but I get so nervous because she's still like a little drunk person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she walks around, and she's carrying something, and she falls, and I'm like, you know, okay, you'd good, it wasn't in your mouth, or
right.
it wasn't, you know,
right.
you know, pointed into your chest or whatever. So,
yeah.
You know, but all those treatments are the same. And so we were talking about that, and she's like, you're right. And I'm like, I know. You know? So let's get on and let's talk about this. So hopefully we're going to develop a course, and I'd kind of foreshadowed this in previous deals,
episodes, shows.
I think shows is probably the more appropriate term.
Yeah.
That, you know, we were going to develop this, and now the ball is rolling.
That's cool.
So this summer, I imagine that will be a class offering on the website.
That's
so
great.
If that interests you, stop by the store and tell Jessica or Brad or Dan or whoever's working, hey, I heard something about a medical class that you guys were going to do, and can you put me down on the list? And then we'll make sure we get a hold of you when we start scheduling that. And it's probably just going to be like a once-a-month kind of thing, but we're going to be hopefully coordinating that with Dr. Rampart and the EMS liaison, and teaching you guys how to use tourniquets and use chest seals and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Where if you're at the range and something happens, you can take care of it. But then if you're at your home and, you know, you fall on something you know, a knife or whatever.
You have some basic knowledge of
how to control bleeding and how to treat some stuff. And, you know, we're not trying to make you, you know, this, you know, paragod, you know, paramedic.
Yeah.
But and we're not trying
to make you a doctor. Right.
But we're trying to make it where you can address the life threat and then call 911 or put them in a car and get them to the hospital.
Right.
And start saving some lives. They told me some interesting facts that I didn't know, and I'm not going to spoil those.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's stuff that is just around St. Louis that I was like, what? Like, I didn't even know that. And I go there. And I was like, that's cool. That's good. That's a good little piece of knowledge to plug in my brain.
That's
so
cool.
That is going to hopefully come up here in the next few weeks. They're supposed to come out to the gun shop, and we're going to do this meeting and do all this prep work. And it's going to be awesome. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I can't believe that's not something that's more available to people.
Right.
But you guys are going to make it available to
people. It's going
to
happen.
And that's going to equip people with knowledge they need to...
It's great community outreach.
To save their life for their own or, you know, their friends and family's lives.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait. And like she said, this is a good community outreach. And I'm like, nobody's doing it. We need to do this.
Somebody needs to do it.
There's too many guys out hunting. Like, you know.
Yeah.
There's too many people at these gun ranges. There's household accidents. And
right.
if we can just
car accidents, everything.
Let's just say it's just like motorcycles. Let's say we can save 1% of people dying from those.
Yeah.
That's a huge impact.
No kidding.
And that would be something to hang your hat on.
That's
just
a great idea.
I'll just take 1%. I'd take a 0.5%, you know.
That's awesome. No, that's really cool. Well, we will definitely keep our eyes open for that. I know everybody should be following Southern Armory and Second Amendment Radio on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Because Aaron does a great job of putting up information. Another great place, along with the Southern Armory website, which I won't say out loud because I don't want to start the chain reaction yet. Follow Southern Armory and Second Amendment Radio on Facebook. And you won't miss out on any of that information.
Absolutely not.
Same thing with the Southern Armory website.
And the mid-week news update.
Yes.
We've been doing that. We had some technical difficulties this past week because apparently Facebook was just closed.
Yes.
You know, and I see like the moose from National Lampoon's Family Vacation.
Park's closed, moose out front, should have told you.
Yep. Sorry, Facebook's broke.
You know? Moose out front should have told you.
Yeah, the moose out front should have told you. So that didn't happen as scheduled on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So for those of you, you're probably like, well, it happened Thursday. It's like, yeah, it happened Thursday. Because we were going to do it Wednesday, and nothing. I thought I got banned again.
Like, right?
Wow. Honestly, I thought I got banned again.
The world was banned.
Yeah. And so then my wife comes home, and I'm like, I think I'm banned again. And she goes, I think I am too. And I'm like, hold on a second.
Wait a minute. We can't all be.
Wait. Like, let me get on my alternate account. I got on my alternate account. I'm like, man, they got that one too.
We're banned everywhere.
And then I started seeing everybody get marked safe from the great Facebook something or another, right. And I started laughing.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, that's what it was. It was a technical issue on their end. And
yeah.
Aaron, Jessica, and
they
Aaron
were down
Southern
all over the place.
Yeah, it was wild. Like, yeah. I even tried to change the way I connected. I went from Wi-Fi over to my LTE.
No,
and
we were trying to post stuff from the radio station, and it just, it was down, baby.
Would they get hacked? I don't even know.
Like, and they said it was maintenance.
Whatever.
It was, you like, know what? I did not, I did very little follow up. On
all
that,
day.
So.
You would never do maintenance during peak hours.
Exactly.
Just throwing that out
a
there.
A day without Facebook is not a bad thing, by the way.
Well, no, I didn't have an issue with it.
Amen to that.
You know, I thought I got banned again.
But Instagram was down too, Chad. Now.
Oh, ouch.
Now the world
well,
can't.
I didn't notice Instagram was down. So
the world can't live without that.
I got an Instagram, but I don't really Instagram.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not my thing.
It's fine.
They all use the same thing, right? Facebook and Instagram.
I think they're the same
it's
company.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, Facebook basically. Bought Instagram, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it was all down. It was
at least
all
I
bad.
Still had my YouTube and my Google.
There you go.
Good YouTube. Enough for me.
Mm-hmm. All right, do we need to take a break and talk to Alex? You need to do your need to do the wrap-up.
My bad.
Yeah, that's okay.
My bad.
That's all right.
I'm a little off today.
That's all right.
Southern Armory, located at 9901 Watson Road, 1 mile east of 270, and southernarmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
There you go.
All right. That was good.
Now we can talk to Alex?
Yeah, we can go talk to Alex.
All right. We'll take a break, and we will talk to Alex Salzman from the Missouri Firearms Coalition. Can't wait to talk to Alex. Always great information. Don't miss it. It's next on Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk, 97.1.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio. This is your host, Aaron Tarlow. As always, our great producer, Chad, he's coming through with some awesome music. That was
Man, I just got tired of all the criticism.
All the criticism?
Just went in the time capsule, you know?
Did you have to go to your safe place?
I did.
Oh, that's funny. Pulling out the time capsule music. That was good, though. Anyway, so as you know, Second Amendment Radio, we are a big component of tracking laws, both on the local level and the national level. And to kind of come help us do that, because it's a big job, and I get some of them, but who's really on the front lines is the Missouri Firearms Coalition and our great friend Alex Salzman. We have her on the phone to give us a little bit of an update. And as our listeners know, we've got the gun-free zone bill that we've been tracking. We've got the ability for us to now carry, hopefully, on the Bi-State Development Agency, which would be locally would be the Bi-State buses and the Metrolink trains. We've always been talking about the red flag laws here locally, but we have a national red flag bill running through. And then, Alex, did you bring us a stupid gun law?
I did.
That's awesome. So, Alex, why don't we jump in to the gun-free zone bills? And we have a couple of them we've been following. And as our listeners probably remember from past weeks, the one involving the transit had been read and was going to do a second reading, and the one that was going to remove all the gun-free bill zone or all the gun-free zones from the revised statutes of Missouri had kind of been shelved. Do you have any updates on either one of those bills for us?
I do. So both of the gun-free zone bills, we've got the one bill that just strikes the gun-free zone from public transportation.
Uh-huh.
That bill is moving in both the House and Senate. And then we've got the big gun-free zone bill that we're pushing to try to strike the Missouri gun-free zones out of the code altogether. all the gun-free zones. That bill has been heard in both the Senate and the House. It has now stalled in both the Senate and the House. So it looks to me like they're going to maybe push through the one gun-free zone bill that messes with the one gun-free zone. But it doesn't look like the big gun-free zone bill that we wanted is getting a lot of traction right now. So it's sitting actually in the General Laws Committee. It's already had the hearing. Basically, we just need the General Laws Committee to get it in gear and vote it due pass so we can move on to the next committee.
Okay, so for those of the people that are listening out in Radio Land, it sounds like it's just we need to put a little bit of pressure on the people of the General Laws Committee to go ahead and give it the A-OK rubber stamp to move on. Is that that's basically what I'm hearing?
Yep, that's exactly what we need. The General Laws Committee, there are actually a lot of representatives from the Metro St. Louis area. We've got Nick Schroer, Tracy McCreary, Ron Hicks, Mary Elizabeth Coleman, John Carpenter, Peter Meredith, and Dean Plocker are all from our listening area.
Okay.
So if any of those sound familiar to our listeners out there, get them on the line. I've actually got the chairman's phone number here if anybody wants it. I don't know if you can write it down while you're driving, but Dean Plocker is the chairman of the General Laws Committee.
Yep.
He represents Chesterfield, Country Life Acres, Crystal Lake Park, De Pears, Frontenac, Kirkwood, Ladue, Town and Country, that area. If Dean Plocker is your rep, absolutely call him, encourage him to pass the gun-free zone bill out of the General Laws Committee.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we'll do is we will add that information with all those reps and all those phone numbers right over to our Second Amendment radio page on Facebook. We'll also share that on Southern Armory, their Facebook page. And maybe it's time to go ahead and push out a big newsletter with a big announcement with the Southern Armory mailing list. So if you're not on either of our social medias, you need to get over there and get on them. But if you don't do social media, and I completely understand, southernarmory.com, and then go sign up for our email list, and we'll make sure that goes out probably next week on Monday. And, you know, start calling these reps and putting pressure on them because, you know, it's funny. I was talking about in class, we had a CCW class over the weekend, and I said, man, it would be really great if we got rid of all these gun-free zones. You know, I don't mind some of them, right? Like no guns in jails, prisons, correctional institutions. Like, I'm okay with that. My general joke is we shouldn't be bringing guns in there anyway. We should be bringing files baked in cakes. Generally gets a couple, files and cakes. Gets a couple of laughs and takes people back probably to like the Donald Duck days when they were doing the silly things like that. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the bill, the restriction on at least gun-free zones should be, you know, like, you know, government, right, with a few exceptions in there. I think we should be able to carry at the state capitol. I think we should be able to carry on public transit. But, you know, like courthouses and jails and prisons and things, you know, I'm good not carrying in there because there's bad people. And then the other one that I'd be okay with is private property that has been marked off limits by the owner.
Right. And nothing in our bill advocates that a private property owner or small business owner can't set their own gun-free zones. That's what we are advocating. We want them to be able to set their own gun policy, their own firearm policy. Right now, the state mandates that they have a gun-free zone unless they give written express permission to individuals who would be allowed to carry.
Right.
We would set that default, flip the script on that default and set it to where they are not gun-free zones unless the private property owner wishes it to be a gun-free zone. Then they put up their sign and everything, you know, goes on just like it does today.
Right.
We wish the state would just get out of the way and let private property owners make their own firearm policies. That's all that this bill
is
advocating.
And you know, the places that are still prohibited, you know, could still have that sign up, and people could still go ask permission to carry there, and then it would be at the owner's discretion. But I'm completely in agreement with you. Let's just let people make their own decisions on how they want to manage certain stuff, and let's not rely on the government. So
I agree. I'm really excited because we've got a great new freshman class of legislators. Jefferson City in the past, We haven't seen a lot of momentum, a lot of support for this bill because, let's face it, it's controversial. You know, we're not, this is not a jumping jacks bill. This is not a sliced bread bill. This is a bill dealing with serious issues. And we are really happy. I'm really happy to see we've got 20 different co-sponsors for the bill this year. In addition to Representative Jared Taylor out of the Springfield-Nixa area who sponsored the bill for us, we've also had more than, or exactly 20, with the addition of Representative Ron Hicks, who just co-sponsored after the hearing. We've got 20 co-sponsors, 20 representatives in Jefferson City that agree with you that our right to the Second Amendment should not be infringed in these locations. So that's encouraging. We're hoping that we can get it through the General Laws Committee. We still have a Rules Committee to get it through before we can even get it to the floor for a vote in the House. So we've got a long way to go still, and session is over in May. So if these 20 co-sponsors really want to see this bill pass, they're going to need our support because it's going to, the pressure is going to have to come from outside Jefferson City because this is as much support as we have ever seen inside Jefferson City from this bill.
So let me ask a question. Is there a national like Gun Owners Day at the state capitol? And if so, when would that be?
There is. They do one every year. I believe this one is going to be on a Saturday in April.
Okay.
I'll get back to you. I know that we participate in that. I believe I spoke at the gun rally last year. They usually do it on a weekend so that people that work during the week have
Absolutely.
A chance to come out and participate. So I can get you information on that. I know that it's coming up. I believe it's April, but I can follow up on that.
Yeah, let me know, because that might be a good time for us to kind of push. And, you know, with the session ending in May, it seems like we don't have a lot of time. We maybe have, what, 6 or 7 weeks really before May even gets here. So we need to be pushing on this hard. So we're going to get
definitely don't wait for the rally.
Yeah.
To take action. Call your representative, call your senator, call Representative Dean Plocker, the chairman of the General Laws Committee, and encourage them to support the Second Amendment and vote this bill out of committee with no weakened amendments right now. We definitely can't wait for the gun rally to all do it together.
Right.
We each need to make our phone call. If you go to MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org, we have pre-written emails. All you got to do is put in your address and hit send, and it will send the pre-written email with the encouragement directly to your representative. You don't have to worry about finding out who it is or looking up their address or anything
right.
like that. It handles it all for you at MissouriFirearmsCoalition.com.
Perfect. And we'll share that on our socials, and we'll get a newsletter out. It's time to push, guys, because if we do it now and we get it out of these smaller legislative bodies and committees, rather, when we go in April, you know, maybe it'll be out for the general vote. We can really put pressure on them to vote it and make it law. In April when we're all at the Capitol. So, Alex, anything nationally going on you'd like to mention to us?
Yeah. So in addition to the red flag gun laws being proposed in Missouri, being proposed all across the country in individual state houses, we also have the gun-free zone, or I'm sorry, the red flag bill is now set for a hearing in D.C. So Republican Lindsey Graham went ahead and set this, scheduled it for a hearing. And, you know, normally in a Republican-controlled Senate, you could kind of safely ignore these threats, but that is absolutely not the case.
Yeah.
You know, this bill was filed by Marco Rubio. You know, he's the Republican senator from Florida. I'm sure everybody remembers Marco
Little
Rubio.
Marco.
Little Marco, right? Well, he has sponsored this red flag law bill, and now Graham is actually scheduling it for a hearing.
This is so bad news bears.
It is bad news because these red flag laws, you know, they're horrible and atrocious for many, many different reasons. You know, you could lose your gun rights before you've ever been arrested or charged or convicted of a crime. And Republicans are now pushing this. It has support from the Trump administration. It even has support from the NRA lobbyists.
This is horrible.
So Republicans have cover to support this gun control legislation. And everybody that tells you that, oh, Republicans wouldn't do that, they're not coming after your guns, needs to really start paying attention, because this red flag gun seizure bill, which is Senate Bill 7, for anybody that wants to look it up, follow and track Senate Bill 7. Call your representative, call your senators in D.C. and let them know that we're not on board with this gun control push. We don't care if Republicans are supposedly behind it. We aren't for it. That's not a Missouri value, and we don't want it here in Missouri. We certainly don't want our Missouri representatives and senators voting for this trash in D.C.
I agree. And the other thing that needs to be done, too, is I heard you mention the NRA is supporting this.
Yeah. So Chris Cox, who's the lobbyist for the NRA, says that the NRA has the full support, or the red flag bills, I guess, has the full support of the NRA as long as they do away with the ex parte provision.
Okay.
So basically, as long as you're able to stand in court and face your accuser, then they're okay with it. But make no mistake, just because you're allowed to be present when they strip you of your Second Amendment rights doesn't mean that they should be allowed to strip you of your Second Amendment rights.
Yeah.
So we do not support these red flag bills. We think they are dangerous. The error and room for abuse in these laws should
great.
Have every Missourian and every American very concerned and paying attention.
So, you know, I'm a life member of the NRA, and I've talked about on their website, the NRA ILA, that they've put it out there that they're okay with this. So as a life member, I guess I'm going to have to call and tell them I'm not okay with this. And on a side note, I've invited the NRA to come on the show, so maybe we can get them in the coming weeks, so maybe they can explain their position on this a little bit more. So, Alex, we'll go ahead. We'll put out you send me information. We'll make sure we put out information on how to get a hold of the national representatives, et cetera, on the national gun control law. Real quick,
Perfect. Give
me the stupid gun bill that you have.
Okay, so I was looking for a stupid gun bill, and I didn't have to look very far because, you know, ta-da, most of them are stupid gun bills. I found the brand new Illinois bill that is going to ban 3D printers.
Okay.
So we just had a bill that was introduced in the Illinois House. It adds several layers of regulation. Basically, what it does, it would ban the possession of any unserialized firearm that has been 3D printed or self-assembled. It bans the distribution of downloadable firearm printing instructions, which is crazy. And it bans the unlawful manufacture of an unserialized firearm. This is coming with a Class 2 felony, punishable by 3 to 7 years and up to $25,000. So just because you've got a hobby, just because you're making them in your home, now under this law, you would be considered a felon. You'd have to have your FOID card if you wanted to possess even an unfinished frame or receiver.
That's crazy.
So, yes, even if the firearms are in pieces, that's not even allowed. They're banning the downloadable blueprints, the information.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that concerns anybody else. That should concern everybody that values the Second Amendment, and that should concern everybody that values the First Amendment. Making it illegal to share information is a very slippery slope that I hope Missourians don't go anywhere near.
Well, what's most frightening to me is, you know, what's the difference between a 3D printer and a lathe or a mill or a CNC machine? So now all of a sudden you can't make your own firearms using 3D printed technology, but now I can't go get the specifications and essentially the schematics and blueprints for a gun that I could make out of a piece of metal using more traditional machines. So that is frightening in itself. So, hey, Alex, we're going to wrap up this session of Second Amendment Radio, and I just want to know how people can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. They can go to MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org, or you can hit the Facebook page. We do a lot of live streaming. We do a lot of updates. We're at the Capitol quite a bit. Missouri Firearms Coalition. Just find us on Facebook or other social media. You can just Google us. We're everywhere. Missouri Firearms Coalition. Join us if you can.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex, for stopping by and chatting with us. We look forward to receiving future updates and stupid gun bills in the future.
Anytime. Thanks a lot.
No problem. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that segment of Second Amendment Radio with Alex Salzmans from the Missouri Firearms Coalition. And she gave us a great information on the gun-free zone bills, national red flag laws, and, of course, gave us the stupid gun bill. find them on social media, etc., and make sure that you join Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory on social media, too, so we can go ahead and start pushing real hard. This is Second Amendment Radio on 97.1 FM, St. Louis.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My 15-year-old daughter is listening right now.
Yeah.
She is singing this song at the top of her lungs.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio.
FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here. My partner Aaron Tarlo there. Yep. Chad Ellis on the Wheels of Steel.
We just had a great interview with Alex Salzman from Missouri Firearms Coalition.
And if you missed it or you'd like to hear it again, don't forget you can always go to radio.com, the radio.com app. Download it on your phone. It's absolutely free. You have 24/7 access to the stream of this radio station, and you can podcast all of the fine shows on this radio station, including Second Amendment Radio, right there. Click a button on your phone for free. And there you go. You can get it pretty much everywhere you get podcasts. You can get this podcast as well, including our website, 971talk.com. But the radio.com app is super slick.
And that link over to the 971 to the Second Amendment Radio, mm-hmm. I put that on Southern Armory's Facebook page.
There you go.
And I also put it over on Second Amendment Radio's page.
There you go.
So, and that will be part of the midweek news update,
mm-hmm.
And I throw it in there like, hey, you can catch the show if you missed it, and it's in the comments. And
that
make
is
sure,
awesome.
Make sure you come over and interact with us,
mm-hmm.
on that, because, you know, we had like, I forget how many hundreds of viewers, and at one point, I saw like 15 people at once, and I'm like, 15 people at once! Like, you know, I'm trying not to like super celebrate here, but like inside, I was like, oh yeah.
That's awesome.
That's right, doing the news. And we had people in there commenting and posting articles and asking questions, and it was awesome.
I will say that the podcast downloads that this show gets is impressive.
How many do we get?
It really is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I know nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like...
We can
like
talk about it off the air. I don't think anybody wants...
It's at least 120 downloads a week.
What? Really?
It's really good. Yeah. It's really good. Yes. Yes. We do a really good job with podcasts.
I can get my ego out the door behind me when we leave the studio.
Of this show. So keep it up. It's absolutely free. It's great information.
Share with your friends.
I think we get those downloads because of discussions like the one you just had with Alex.
Yeah.
Because that is the kind of information that people can't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it really, and listen, I love 97.1. I mean, like, literally, if you get in the car right now, it's in the cycle of 1 through 6 twice. Okay. How that line, it's like 1, 2, 3, and then you hit 4, then 5, and then 6. You know, so, yeah, but it's like number 2 and number 5.
That's awesome.
In there, so when I'm hitting through, you know, trying to hit up my my old time, what did you call it, time capsule music on 94.7 and 105.7 The Point at Wayback Weekends. You know, I'm clicking through and I tag 97.1 twice.
So there you go.
Catch you if they comes back from commercial break. But no, I agree. I love 97.1, but, you know, that's one thing that, you know, Annie, DGS, you know, everybody does.
Yeah.
You know, really do. I'm never
We'll touch on, you know, gun stories, but
not
going to get the in-depth that you're going to get here on this show.
Not.
So that's why this show is here.
Right.
That's why we're here.
And there's been a few times I've been scrolling through and I'm like, oh, dude, I'm going to call in. And sometimes I get through.
That's right.
And sometimes I don't. So I think we need like the bat line for Aaron where I have like a special number.
Line.
And when it flashes, we just cover up the little, you know, whatever it says. And it says Aaron when it flashes.
Right.
And that way everybody knows.
Who sings that song?
You
don't know?
Ask your daughter.
Those are your people, I thought.
Those your people.
My Chemical Romance?
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, My Chemical Romance. I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. They've been around for a while.
For a second.
I took my daughter to a show.
Yeah, what kind of show?
It was YouTubers. It was a it was two YouTubers doing a stage show.
Where?
Fox Theater.
Oh, you weren't
sold out.
You weren't carrying a gun there, I promise.
Sold out, Fox Theater.
It's a no gun zone.
Before they came out, they played that song.
Really?
And the sound of the kids screaming,
deafening,
and singing along,
yeah,
almost exploded my ears.
Yeah.
They love that song.
My wife makes fun of me because when we go to like hockey games and other events.
You're singing along?
No, I bring headphones.
Oh.
Like ear protection.
Right.
And I used to bring like the ones I shoot with.
You know what? A lot of people do that.
And my wife was making fun of me, so I switched over to like little like foam buds I put in my ear.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably better.
Well,
I agree with her.
Here's the deal. I like
headphones.
I like my big set for shooting.
Yeah.
Because
that's fine.
They're the electronic ones. So I could turn them on and it would noise cancel out all the loudness, but I could still talk to the person next to me, pretty comfortably.
Where's it at? I got to switch somewhere on these.
Do you?
It does the same thing.
Yeah. And so I like those. You know, they're for shooting too, but I mean, I've freaking vacuumed out the car.
Right.
With them on because that vacuum, that drone, man, is just. It'll eat hearing
up. Sensitive ears.
I don't know about sensitive ears, but my grandfather was getting pretty deaf. My grandmother, you know, and they're like in their 90s. So I got good genes. Everybody on my mom's side, my dad's side, they've all been in their 90s when they've gone away. And I don't want to be like, what? I can't hear you. I want to enjoy my grandkids and I want to enjoy my great grandkids.
21 years of wearing headphones.
Yeah.
And turning them up too loud.
Yeah.
Combined with the first. In, I don't know, 10 years of my career in FM radio and going to
the point,
the clubs and stuff.
Clubs
like
and concerts.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Is that why I always got to talk to you
hundreds
on your right side?
Hundreds and hundreds of, hundreds of concerts, tons of club gigs.
Yeah, I get it.
I just, my ears are shot
already. And I love the headsets, the hearing protection we sell at Southern Armory, because that's the ones that I use.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're kind of curious about what they are, you can come into Southern Armory and check them out. We've actually got them in the range bag that we take to classes. So
well, you really should have something protecting your ears when you're going shooting.
Well, definitely when you're shooting, but the active noise canceling with the microphones where you can actually talk to people. And what I tell people is, like, we'll take them to the range, you know, to qualify, or we'll be doing an advanced class. I'll be like, hey, throw these on. And they're like, dude, these are awesome. Like, I've never had anybody go, these are horrible. I've literally had everybody go, these are amazing. Where are they in the shop and how much are they? And then, you know, they buy a set.
Yeah.
But what I tell people, I'm like, you know, I use it for vacuuming out the car. I use it when I go to like blues games, you know, anything that's going to be loud. I fireworks shows, I take them with me. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, they're that awesome. Literally, I leave them in the vehicle or I attach them on my backpack that I carry. And, but now I've got the smaller, the foam buds, which I don't like as much because it kind of hurts your ears and your ears feel like they sweat. But regardless, you can stop by the shop and check them out. We've got sets in the range bag, and you just turn them on and kind of feel them out. But it's one of those, like if some new shooter was like, what accessory should I get? Mm-hmm. That would be like number one on the top of the list for a shooting accessory.
Yeah, and I think that's probably something that people forget about a lot of times because they, you know, they're more thinking about. The you know, the actual gun.
Right.
You know, or
and night sights or laser light.
Yeah, the
those
ammo.
Are great. Those are great too.
Sure.
But man, get that hearing pro because that's awesome. Plus when you're at the range, a lot of these ranges are not like really monitored. You know, I mean they got like cameras, but there's not somebody walking around making sure everybody's really being safe. You can hear the guy in the booth next to you go, oh no. And then you can be
really?
Like, I'm getting out of the booth. You know, you just step off the line. So it's a great situational awareness tool too.
Right.
And I've used them when I'm hunting because, you know, a lot of guys want to hear the deer or, you know, whatever they're hunting. And then they shoot. Now they're deaf for the rest of the day because they didn't have hearing protection on. And this, you put them on and you turn them up and you can actually hear stuff walking around you and the slight, bleats of a deer or the snort and grunt of a buck. And they're awesome. I cannot tell you, enough, that how amazing they are. So if you are any of those on any of those levels, man, this is I understand it's like $30-$40, but it's I got my money out of it. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I definitely got my money out of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So,
anyway, let's jump into some
news. Yeah, let's get into
news.
A couple stories. I wanted to do a quick follow up on the shooting that we had here, unfortunately, at the St. Charles Target. We talked about this last week. It was brand new.
Right, yeah, that last week. Yeah, it was literally days old. Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've learned a whole lot more in that week. We've learned the extent of the injuries to Jalen Walker. He's currently paralyzed from the waist down and might be for the rest of his life. The shooter, Larry Tomlinson, has been charged. I know he's
as he should have been.
Yes, he's been charged with a couple of different things. I can't remember the exact charges off the top of my head. I was trying to find them, but I can't.
It was armed criminal action and yep. assault with a deadly weapon.
I think that is it. I think you
so probably like assault first, yep. and armed criminal action were the ones that mm-hmm. I saw.
And then also, the man who was shot. Jalen Walker is suing Larry Tomlinson civilly for $250 million.
Well, I got bad news. He ain't going to get $250.
No.
But the injuries, he's a young guy. And so this is kind of a good topic to talk about mm-hmm. Is about insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. And can you get insurance coverage for use of a firearm? And the answer is yes. Obviously, like any insurance, there's a bunch of stipulations. You got to be justified, et cetera, et cetera. But
first degree assault and armed criminal action.
First degree assault. Yep. Yeah, I had it right on the head.
You
man.
Did.
Bam. So what's going to happen is like, how do you determine? This has been a question. You know, in my degree, I got a degree in law, and then anyway, long story short, the whole thing is how do you determine what the damages are and how much you can sue for, and it's like what they're expected to make over their lifetime. And he's a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's super young. Plus his ongoing care, what he may need in the future. So I'm not saying, you know, that $250 million, first of all, you know, I think that's just a high number.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to be I guarantee you, it's going to be a multi-million dollar.
I just don't like when they present huge on any case anywhere.
Yeah.
This guy, this Jalen Walker, he deserves a lot of money.
Yeah,
and this Larry Tomlinson deserves to go to jail
right.
for a long time.
Yeah,
but $250 million just seems like we're just like
that's a quarter of a billion.
I mean, grabbing numbers out of the sky and
right. And so you know, I'm not saying it's not going to be. It is going to be. I could foresee a multi-million dollar.
Well, yeah, he deserves
settlement.
It. He deserves. He deserves to be taken care of. He deserves
right.
money.
The ongoing care. You know. Wheelchairs, modifications to the house to accommodate this stuff.
Absolutely.
Plus, when he gets older, he may need, you know, to be in a, how do I say this? Like a skilled nursing facility, you know, a nursing home of some sort. So, with all that being said, yeah, his life is permanently altered, but $250 million is my opinion, kind of excessive. Following that up, you got to collect that money somehow.
Right.
And I don't know this Tomlinson guy, you know, how. You know how well off he
there's
is.
There's not very many people. Let alone there's not very many companies.
Yeah.
That have $250 million. Let alone people that have $250
right.
million. Dollars.
So
and I know you're not getting it all from him. You're getting it from insurance companies and things like that.
Yeah,
but whatever.
But insurances are still going to have limits.
Yeah.
You know, like
exactly.
We like you know, they have you know limits. Like you buy $1 million worth of coverage, or $2 million, or $3 million worth of coverage.
Yeah. Chad, we talked a little bit last week about you being acquaintances with Jalen. Have you heard anything that you're comfortable talking about on the radio just about how he's doing and, you know?
Well, I mean, he's for what has happened, he's, like, still in high spirits and still, like,
that's you know. Every report I've heard is that he is really, like, a positive kid.
Yeah.
He's kind of the one helping he's the one that had this horrible thing happen to him, and he's the one kind of pulling his family through it.
He's always
that's
been,
amazing. What an amazing.
He's always been that
what
person for
guy.
His family, though.
Oh, like, yeah.
Always been that all right, look on the bright side
right.
type of guy.
Right.
I did see a story that he'll be getting a wheelchair given to him. So they'll be making a custom wheelchair
built
for him.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
That's pretty great.
That is great. That is great.
It's like I really just go back to his three children and like, okay, now they this is what they have to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, $250 million is a lot, but it's like, can you really put a cap on, you know, like, a cap on it after?
No.
After
like, what's
what
a life worth?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
What's a life worth? No, you
can't.
And
then he has to provide
but you
for
also
his
have to be,
as well.
What I'm saying is you just have to be realistic on what you can get.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you don't. You can lead a. You can lead a very comfortable, taken care of life on a lot less than $250 million. You know what I mean? So, and he deserves. He deserves a lot of money. This Larry Tomlinson deserves to be in jail.
Absolutely.
But I just think that's just a whole different discussion.
And I don't know if we
about lawyers. Yeah, and, you know, that's like a, maybe we can get suing a, we for can massive get,
we can get
amount
some
of
attorneys
on
here
on everything. Yeah.
But anyway,
we're out of time.
We're out of time. But real quick. The Second Amendment midweek news update. If you want to hear more about like Lindsey Graham scheduling the gun hearings, if you want to hear about Colorado declaring Second Amendment sanctuary, which is great.
That's a great story.
And then we also have like stuff like Dick's Sporting Second Goods is going to stop selling guns.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you missed those, you can go back on and look through our stream on Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory, and Thursday around 5 is when we did those
videos on those Facebook pages, and keep an eye open for this week's midweek update.
Give you basically another hour bonus of little commentary and all that. So hey, thanks for joining us on Second Amendment Radio on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis.
For my partner Aaron Tarlow and our producer Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next Saturday at 3 o'clock for another edition of Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.